Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1832. The topic is Q&A, and the title is, How Much Caffeine is Too Much? A client was recently complaining that they were feeling tired all day, but yet they had trouble staying asleep at night. They'd pass out at night, like they'd be dead tired, they'd fall asleep on the couch, and sometimes they'd fall asleep earlier than they had intended. But they would only stay asleep for about 3 or 4 hours, and then they'd feel wide awake, but then be super tired again the next day. This led to troubles with adherence in their nutrition, and their training had been very lackluster. So I started asking them some questions. One of the questions I asked was, how much caffeine do you intake per day? They said they never really counted it, but they know they've been leaning heavier and heavier into energy drinks and coffee in order to make it through the busy work days, as they feel they can never take a break. They actually told me they haven't taken a lunch break in months, and they can't remember the last time they had less than a 10-hour workday. So I said, you mentioned coffee and energy drinks. Well, how much or how many of each are you having a day? They said coffee, about 2 to 3 cups in the morning, and then sometimes a cup midday with lunch. And I said, well, what about the energy drinks? And they said usually one in the mid-morning, and then lately they've been having another in the late afternoon so they can have some energy to work out in the evening. They said sometimes they've switched to diet soda, but they find that it's just not working, so they go back to the energy drinks, and they've been struggling going back and forth. And I commented, I said, well, I thought, you know, we'd been working out in the morning when you would have more work, like energy, how come we've switched to the afternoon? And they said, well, lately they've been so tired in the mornings because they would wake up at maybe 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and then they'd be wide awake. They'd be dreading work. They didn't sleep well. So they would be kind of hyper-focused on the work stuff. They couldn't get their mind off that. So they didn't have the focus to work out. They didn't have the energy to work out. And it was just kind of all unraveling on them. So I said, well, let's first look at what got us into this rhythm. Like, what got us so tired and so overwhelmed that we started leaning harder and harder into caffeine? We can't just take caffeine away. We have to see, why did we start to need on it? Like, why did we start to lean on it and need it more? So let's figure out how we can get you more energy and better sleep. And then, likely, we wouldn't need as much caffeine. Now, when I talk with my clients, I don't typically give a caffeine limit. So out of all the things that I would recommend, you know, calories, protein, sugar intake, all these other things, I don't typically give a caffeine limit because it's more rare that somebody would be ingesting so much caffeine that it would cause, you know, medical problem that they're unaware of that I would then have to give them the recommendation for. So typically they're going to recognize they have an issue. We're going to talk about the issue and then we would talk about the consumption. Most people just don't overconsume caffeine so much so that it would be a medical issue. So we talk about it when it comes up, but it's not something that I would typically give a prescribed limit that all individuals have to follow. Everybody has a little bit of different tolerance with caffeine. You know, I have some clients where if they drank one regular full energy drink, like a Monster energy drink or something like that, that they would be wired for the whole day and they couldn't sleep. I have other clients that will have 600 plus milligrams of caffeine, which is like 6 cups of coffee a day, and that's their normal. It doesn't bother them in any way whatsoever. Totally fine with it. So it's a very kind of individual basis that you would determine how much is too much for caffeine. Now, a medical-focused or health-focused answer would be, is too much is if you're experiencing heart palpitations like heart arrhythmia, maybe you have high blood pressure, or you're suffering what this client is suffering from is poor sleep quality. You fall asleep fast, but you can't stay asleep. So if you're experiencing any of those, you know, the heart arrhythmia, the blood pressure, poor sleep quality, it could be definitely something to look at, is to say, okay, have I increased my caffeine intake lately? And can I possibly try to pull back on the caffeine to see if that helps some of those issues? But if you're like my client, if you're tired, if you're overwhelmed, we can't just take the caffeine away. there's then going to be probably some replacement behavior that might even be worse. Who knows? The caffeine was there for a reason. So what was the reason, and how can we work on controlling that reason? So for my client, and I feel like this might be common for most other people, is if you're relying on a lot of caffeine, you probably have a lot of stress. So stress reduction would be a great place to start in regards to trying to decrease our need for caffeine. A good podcast, I'd like you to listen to a podcast. Since you listen to this one, I'm assuming you can fit the next one in. Maybe listen to this one tomorrow. But podcast 1547 is a mindset podcast titled Minimize Stress by Doing the Minimum. And this is something we can do in seasons of life when we feel overwhelmed. We can look at what we do and say, what's the minimum amount that I need to do in order to sustain this where it needs to sustain? Whether that's nutrition, whether that's training, whether that's relationships, whether that's, you know, a financial component, maybe just household chores, scheduling doctor's appointments. Can you just not schedule any in the next month? Give yourself a month to catch back up. Are there ways in which we can reduce our stress? We can bring down what we're doing to a minimum level to just give ourselves a chance to catch up. Now, this is seasons. I understand you can't do the minimum forever, otherwise you get the minimum. But we can minimize our stress in a season of life by doing the minimum in certain areas. Maybe we can look at multiple areas, bring them all down 5-10%, and all of a sudden we give ourselves a little bit of margin, and we can start to recover a little bit against that overwhelming level of stress that we're facing. So podcast 1547 is a great podcast that talks about what are the minimums in nutrition and training and other areas of life, and how we can kind of better manage the stress that we're experiencing in this season, which then brings down our need for caffeine. Another thing we want to do is we want to check your calories. Are you eating enough? Chances are, if you're stressed, you might be under-eating during the day and then maybe also under-eating in the evening, but you might also be overeating in the evening. So our nutrition is likely less than optimal, less than best when we talk about nutrition timing. People tend not to eat enough during the day, and then they try to recover at night. Sometimes they just can't recover enough, and it's just a downward spiral. If you're worried if you're eating enough, or if you're like, I'm definitely not eating enough, you can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. The free nutrition education page, the first link on that page, is a document titled Create Your Own Nutrition Program. You can click on that document. It has a follow-along podcast, but also has the written information there that you can see about how many calories you should be consuming per day based on your body weight and your activity level. And then of those calories, how much should be protein? And then what are the sources of foods that would give us protein versus carbs versus fats and help us stay within the right calorie level? And then it talks about meal timing, like the timing of our food intake, whether that's a sit-down meal or just a quick something that we're eating, you know, between meetings. But those are the two first areas that I would look at if a client is worried that they're consuming too much caffeine. Is we don't just reduce caffeine. The caffeine is there for a reason. What's the reason? Typically, it's going to be stress and under-eating. So let's address the stress, and let's check our calories. Then the third thing we would look at is improved sleep quality. We do have a podcast for that. We have a podcast for everything. podcast 1149. Now, if you want to find our older podcast, you can go to our website. We have a podcast player on the website that goes back 300 episodes. Then if you want to find an older episode, such as podcast 1149, we have instructions under the podcast player on the website on how to find older podcasts, whether you're on a mobile device or a laptop. So you can look that up. Podcast 1149 discusses creating a healthier sleep pattern. And that actually starts with what we do during the day, such as the timing of our caffeine intake, timing of meals. Maybe when we start to bring down stimulation in the evening, can we reduce the lights in the house? Can we get away from, you know, blue screen devices? Can we, you know, for the last 30 minutes before bed, can we get away from a cell phone? Can we get away from a laptop? Maybe we can do some journaling, which helps us kind of open up our mind and free our mind to be ready for bed. We can do, you know, some things we're grateful for that happened that day. We can do a brain dump, maybe some things that we want to remember tomorrow, but we want to get them on paper so that way our brain doesn't try to remember them while we sleep. There are some good habits that we can get into that help us get to a state in which we can start to fall asleep with a better quality of sleep at the get-go, you know, just less on our mind. Then in that podcast, we also talk about the ideal room temperature. We talk about covering your skin so your skin isn't sensitive to fluctuations in the air. There's a lot of things you can do to improve sleep quality. I realize that we can't often sleep more, but can we sleep better? So those are the three main areas I would look at, is address the stress, check your calories, and then improve sleep quality. But then there are also supplements. There are supplements that we can use that are non-caffeinated or a lower caffeine focus in the way in which they're made that can help give us some energy, give us some focus, give us some attentive abilities, you know, it's a way to stay focused on a task. But it's lower caffeine or no caffeine in order for us to bring that amount down and to feel healthier, avoid those heart issues, avoid the jitters, avoid the crash, all those kind of things. There's one supplement that my wife and I have been trying. It's Magic Mind Energy and Focus Drink. Now, this company, Magic Mind, they reached out and saw like our podcast and asked if we would be interested in making a podcast supporting their product. So they sent the product. My wife and I were able to try it, and they said, if you don't like it, don't make a podcast. Don't worry about it. But if you do like it, podcasts would be pretty helpful. And I was like, okay, I love the honesty in that, is if you don't like it, don't make a podcast. You know, don't promote it if you don't like it. And that's awesome that the company is honest and open and transparent about that. Now, my wife and I did like the product. We actually really enjoyed it. So I wanted to include it as a supplement recommendation that could help with reducing caffeine. Now, the product does have some caffeine in it. It has 55 milligrams of caffeine, which is actually about half as much as a cup of coffee. What I really liked about that is that it gets you enough caffeine to kind of get you over that sleepy feeling in the morning, but not enough that it would create jitters. And it's a low amount that you don't have a crash feeling afterwards. After your body processes the caffeine, you don't all of a sudden feel kind of, like wiped out, and all of a sudden there's this lull in energy. And people often feel that in the early afternoon. You know, after lunch, that 1 or 2 p.m., there's like that slump of energy. And this supplement doesn't do that to you. It also has a lot of really good ingredients. It has matcha, which you might have heard from like matcha green tea. But it supports energy and focus. There's turmeric, which supports healthy blood flow to the brain and the body. There's ashwagandha, which supports the reduction of stress. Rhodiola, which helps to boost endurance and reduce fatigue. There's a lot of really good, like neat things too, like lion's mane mushroom helps to balance mood and improve cognition. There's a lot of really neat components in here. Now, if you're unfamiliar with using supplements in this way, you might kind of discredit or not think much of natural supplements being as effective as artificial. So would these things work as well as caffeine? Well, that was the fun part that my wife and I got to try. So Meredith usually has about 2 cups of coffee a day, which is around 200 milligrams of caffeine. I usually have around 400 milligrams of caffeine on the days I'm most busy, but I have some days I don't have any caffeine, so it just kind of depends on what I'm doing that day and how I'm feeling that day. Now, Meredith absolutely loved these shots. She loved it. She would have a shot with a cup of coffee in the morning, and then she said usually she just had this good energy and this good mental focus that 3 or 4 hours would go by before she'd even think about getting up to have a second cup of coffee. So she's really enjoyed that as she started into her workday, it just kind of lets her be like continually focused and get a really good burst in at the beginning of the day without feeling like she's constantly having to, you know, down caffeine or try this other drink or something to try to overcome that tiredness at the beginning of the day. And that's actually what I noticed as well. Now, on days where I wake up and I go right into an hour of intensive weight training, I'm probably going to want more than 55 milligrams of caffeine if that's what I'm used to and that's a type of stimulus that I would want to have for my workout. What I found really good about the shots was when I started my day with computer work or Zoom meetings, things that were mentally active but not as physically active, I felt the same way as like that couple hours of focus would go by before you even think about having to get up to go get something else. And we both absolutely loved it. So supplements such as the Magic Mind Energy and Focus Drink, those shots, supplements such as that can really help. They are focused on focus, so the ingredients help increase focus. So there's enough energy component to help you kind of get moving and get into your day. But what we both really loved was the focus component is it helps you just stay in it. It helps you stay in your work and you don't kind of notice the lack of energy or the lull that we would typically feel. So supplements can be super helpful and a great addition along with reducing stress, ensuring you're consuming enough calories, and then focusing on sleep quality. So if you're worried about consuming too much caffeine, if you're having the heart palpitations, if you have high blood pressure, if you're having the sleep issues where you fall asleep hard but you can't stay asleep, then yes, you possibly could be consuming too much for sure. But if you also just, you don't have any of those symptoms, but you're also just wanting to bring your level of caffeine intake down to ensure you're not having to overconsume based on just a general health concern, then reducing stress is going to be a great focus. That's the first place I'd look at. Then I would check my calories. Remember, you can do that free document on our website. And then focus on sleep quality. Can you create a healthier sleep routine, like a pattern that gets you prepared for sleep? You might not be able to sleep more, but can you sleep better? Okay, so if you're worried about having too much caffeine, address the stress, check your calories, focus on improved sleep quality, and then supplements, focus-based supplements, such as Magic Mind Energy and Focus Drink, would be a great addition. Okay, if you have any questions, if you need anything, just shoot me an email. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.